You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
We now return control of your television set to you. Until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.
Day to be with you all here. I'm very happy to be back after a couple of weeks, arguably a couple of months off. I was here a little bit over the summer, but welcome to fall semester. I'm very happy to be back with you guys under a new show name as well. If you know me, you know that I was previously on EP Time, which was also a 2 to 3 a.m. show, by the way. So I'm very excited to be back here with you all in the daytime from 2 to 3 p.m., maybe a fitting time. So our new show name now is Let's Play versus EP Time, or not versus EP Time. My old show was called EP Time. Our new show now is called Let's Play. This is a little bit of a play on words, if you will. Let's Play kind of refers to, if you grew up in kind of the early YouTube era, you would know that many people who played games and kind of recorded them and threw them up on YouTube would have these series called Let's Play, and it would be like, Let's Play Zelda, Let's Play Mario Party, and it would be kind of a video series of these people playing games chronologically, sort of like a TV show. But this was kind of the first iteration of gaming YouTube very, very early on in the 2000s, so it's a little bit of an homage to the Let's Plays that many of which I watched growing up, lots of Nintendo Let's Plays, and another is kind of, you know, let's have fun, let's play. So I'm really excited to be here with you all, and because of like the nostalgic kind of vibe of the show inherently through the title, I kind of wanted to kick things off this semester with kind of going through some songs that I listened to when I was younger, some influence from particularly my dad, who is very, very into music, didn't play anything, didn't really sing, but we just always had music constantly playing in the house. He'd have these like, you know, old school big speakers that surrounded his like, desktop computer, and he'd always just be playing those like YouTube compilations of like best of the 50s, best of the 60s. So there's a lot of music that I grew up listening kind of through him on family vacations and the car radio. So this episode of Let's Play is kind of an homage to those songs, homage again, kind of an ode to those songs that I listened to growing up, and also kind of like some songs that I really started to, like when I really started to develop my own music taste. So here's a little bit of Fall Out Boy, which I still love to this day and age, but this kind of genre of music, Fall Out Boy, Green Day, is kind of where I really came into my own music taste wise. So kind of wanted to play a little bit of that for you today. So this is Fall Out Boy's Grand Theft Auto, Where Is Your Boy? Hope you enjoy it.
I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe he won't find out what I know. You were the last good thing about this part of town.
Searching for something that I can reach. I don't like them innocent. I don't want no face fresh. Want them wearing leather bag and let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kiss me in the corridor, but quick to tell me goodbye. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you and you leave, but I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? Sleep alone, boy. Got a million numbers and they're filling up your phone, boy. I'm off the deep end, sleeping on that through the weekend. Saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him. You say that you're no good for me, 'cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you when you leave, but I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next to me. Searching for something that I can reach. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next to me. My ghost, where'd you go? What happened to the soul that you used?
Thanks everyone for listening. That was Grand Theft Autumn, or Where Is Your Boy by Fall Out Boy, off their debut album, Take Us to Your Grave. It's a song I am very fond of, an album I'm very fond of. Listened to a lot of Fall Out Boy back in the day. Still listen to a lot of Fall Out Boy every fall or so, funny enough. And that was, you just heard Ghost by Halsey off her debut album, Badland, to which they are celebrating their 10th year anniversary of Badland, another album that is very near and dear and special to my middle school heart. I'm very excited to say that I got tickets to her Back to Badlands 10-year anniversary tour. So she'll be playing here, right here in Boston, on November 2nd and 3rd, I think. So let me know if you're going to be coming to one of those shows. I'm very, very excited. Love Halsey. But yeah, we're just listening to some music. When I was in middle school, kind of, this is kind of where I started to develop a unique or individual taste in music, I guess. That wasn't just liking what other people around me, practically my family, enjoyed. But we will actually get into some of the songs I listened to growing up, some of this like nostalgic vibe, which I actually learned recently is a characteristic of Gen Z, is to be very tied to nostalgia and have that kind of drive interest and like driving purchases and also brand trends. So that is a interesting fact I learned and read about recently, so going to be playing into this theme a little bit. Next up is When I Come Around Green Day. We also have some Paramore on deck, and then kind of taking a gear towards something a little bit more old school, we have some Air Supply, Culture Club, Fergie, but that is all in due time. So we're now going to listen to When I Come Around by Green Day.
For that someone that is me out of the crowd. There's nothing else to show for all of the days that we spent. Carry away from home some things I'll never know, and I had to let them go. I'm sitting all alone, feeling empty. I can feel the pressure, it's getting closer now. We're better off without you. I can feel the pressure, it's getting closer now. We're better off without you. Without I can feel the pressure.
That was Pressure by Paramore. I think this is also off their debut album, which is called All We Know Is Falling. So lots of debut albums today, which actually was unintended. I'm going to be switching gears a little bit to something a little bit more old school. This to me is like a little bit old school, you know, like 2000s-ish. But we're really going to be taking it back to some stuff that I heard a lot, like on the car radio and family vacations, a lot of the stuff I grew up hearing around my dad. So this is Diana by Paul Anka. Hope you enjoy. Oh, also, thanks everyone for listening in to Let's Play.
Forever I will pray. You and I Doorknobs. Restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people, what do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs, germs that could lead to cold and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Na 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 na. The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. with myself in center. Clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie, personal edition. That song is very personal to me, actually. My dad would sing me this a lot when I tripped or fell as a kid, so that's a fond memory of mine. The song's always really fun. I love the violins and, yeah, Fergie's voice. This is a very fond song of mine. Before that, we heard from the Beach Boys, Kokomo. This is a song I heard a lot in the car, family vacations. I know I've alluded a lot to these so-called car radio family vacations. Hot Hot Hot, which was the first song we listened to today, was also one of many repeat tracks in this kind of ecosystem. What I mean by that is that in the kind of like late 2000s, I would say like 2010-ish, like early 2010s, I road tripped a lot with my family, or my family would road trip a lot, and I would come because I was very small. I'm from New Hampshire, by the way. We drove down from the tip of Maine until Key West, so the whole down, up and down the whole East Coast. we did like a Midwest trip, so we drove through like Chicago, whatever else is in the Midwest. I remember going to Chicago and liking it a lot, but regardless, I think the farthest point out west we had ever been to was maybe like North Dakota. So consequently, that is actually the farthest west I've ever been to. So one of these days, I'll make it out there to the real west coast of California, Washington, Oregon. But as of now, I've actually a New Englander at heart, raised in the good old Northeast New England. So this is kind of what I'm alluding to when I say family vacation. We had like these two big road trips. So we were in the car for a very, very long time. And these were kind of the pre-Spotify days, I think, at least. But my parents were big-time subscribers to Pandora, so we would kind of listen to this genre of music. And they would keep, like, playing the same handful of songs. This was also, like, this was also, like, an era where my sister had an iPod Touch. So then, like, we would play songs on her iPod Touch. And it was a very different time back then. And it was a lot of fun, but I guess Spotify for me does the same thing now. It plays the same handful of songs I liked. So, yeah, that was the Beach Boys. That was Fergie. This next song is, actually, I'll save it till later. Let's just listen in. This is going to be Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
7A.
Okay, not me. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer. To a
We just listened to Holiday by Madonna. Also, I learned that on her debut album, her self-titled Madonna, released in 83, I'm pretty sure. So again, lots of debut albums, which I didn't realize that we were going to play, which is very fun, actually. I have a silly memory about Holiday by Madonna, which I knew like songs by her before I knew Holiday. And anyway, the story is that I went to kind of like a junior high school, so I feel like what's standard. So this story is very convoluted. So when I lived in New Hampshire, our school system was like kindergarten through fifth grade, and then like what, sixth to ninth, and then ninth to tenth. So you had like, you know, elementary, you had like your junior, your middle school, and then your high school. But then I moved town, so then we had junior high, which was like grades 3 to 5, I think. So there was like an in between, and then we did like 6 to 8, and then 9 through 12. I explain this because I actually don't know what standard across the U.S., because this was very new to me when I switched towns. But regardless, because I was in, I think that we called it junior high, because I was in junior high and the school was from grades 3 to 5, you would like kind of graduate in the fifth grade to go on to the real middle school. So then to commemorate, we would do a fifth grade play. And I really do not remember like what mine was about. But I remember it was orchestrated by like the music teacher. We would sing songs, we would act. There was like a costuming, not like a department, but you know, we had to wear costumes and there was like a plot and whatnot. I don't remember much of mine other than the fact that there was like a Doctor Who related skit, which I think was kind of big that year. This was, I don't remember what year this was. This might have been like, how old am I? How old are you when you're in the fifth grade? 10? Right? 10-ish. I'm 22. So this was 12 years. No, I'm 21. Goodness. 22 soon. This was like 11-ish years ago. So for whatever reason, 11-ish years ago, it's 2014? Doctor Who was really big and we had a Doctor Who related skit. But Holiday by Madonna was one of the songs we had to sing. And so that's why the song always kind of cracks me up, is because I remember like the angel costume I had to wear or whatever, and having to sing this in probably not the best rendition of Holiday by Madonna. I actually haven't listened to the song since I sang it in the fifth grade. So I was actually very charmed by the song just listening to it now with all of my lovely listeners out there. The cowbells are so fun and so funky. The percussion in the song is very interesting. I wish I knew more about music terms so I could talk about it more. But yes, the cowbells or the percussion is very interesting in the song. Now that's my silly story or memory associated with Holiday by Madonna. Next up, we have All Out of Love by Air Supply. Air Supply might make a comeback in next week's show. Yeah, let's listen to it. And once again, hope you enjoy.
Carry your smile in my heart for times when my life seems so low. It would make me believe what tomorrow could bring when today doesn't really know. Doesn't really know.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. To say that I was so wrong.
I want you to come back and carry me home, away from these long, lonely nights. I'm reaching for you. Are you feeling it too? Does the feeling seem oh so right?
I'm sorry.
That was Karma Chameleon by The Culture Club. That was a song I also kind of liked growing up. There's something very catchy about it, obviously. The last song we're going to listen to today is Against All Odds by Phil Collins. And I have a very distinct memory of this song coming on the radio, authentically, not through my sister's iPod Touch. But she would say that she really loved the song. And then a couple years after that, I watched Moulin Rouge. There is like a Phil Collins, no, it's Your Song by Elton John in it, but for whatever reason, this song, Against All Odds by Phil Collins, always reminds me of that film, Moulin Rouge, which, by the way, is a fantastic film. Ewan McGregor is in it. It's been a couple years since I've seen it, but I remember really being captivated by it. But regardless, thanks so much for listening to our very first fall show of the semester, the very first episode of EP Time. Thank you all so much for listening. This is Vanya, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter,
just an empty space. Jack.